everybody. Well, this is our Friday night program, Creation Light Shift Healing. And the date today is Friday the 13th, November 13th, 2015. So we'll clear the date if anybody has unlucky situations today. And here we go. Think of something that happened to you today. So releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's just move on quickly here, and we'll energize the light beams here. So here we go. Light beam activation, stronger. Bring up your light beam naturally. Bring in peace energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's see if our co-host is there. So... are you around, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron, and hopefully I am only on the CLS now, Timeline of Light. So welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. You'll want to check that out if you haven't already after our show tonight. And there's a lot of wonderful information on there and a lot of free healings that are extremely helpful. If you would like to contact us during the show or any time, you may send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat button on the left side of the BBS radio station page. We're happy to be here, Ron. And someone did thank you for clearing the number 13. We have... what Ron calls keywords in our culture. And someone wrote in addition to clearing Friday the 13th, and asked, would you clear Black Friday, which this is often called?
Okay, the word Black Friday, here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. Oh, let's see if that affected anybody. And let's just see what's going to happen tonight. This is normally our paranormal show, but, you know, it goes different directions, too. So we'll just see if we have any spooky things out there happening to people.
Well, we actually have a comment from someone, a question about... keywords, which we already mentioned, so I'd like to read that. The alien release. You have a free healing, Ron, called the alien keyword intercept clearing, as well as the natal barcode clearing, which is a whole life $50 clearing found on your website where you can clear keywords. So this person wrote in, apparently this has been from a previous show, people are uncomfortable with talking about aliens and alien clearings, et cetera. But they're saying, you know, they think it's very important to release these words, and that even a word that might sound okay and inspirational does have energies that accumulate on it, and it's a good idea. The question is, isn't it a good idea to still clear all those words?
Yes, it is. Even if you... the word comes up that you never heard of before, you think, I don't relate to that word, you know. It's definitely in your genetics, more than likely. In fact, we'll do one here. We'll do a keyword that is slavery. Oh, here we go. See if your body twitches or changes a little bit. So releasing the word slavery from you, or being a slave. Here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So we'll see what that does.
Okay. Terrific, Ron. Thanks. And another person wrote in, and, you know, speaking back to paranormal, another thing that you explained to us and we talk about a lot are entities, which are basically ghosts and the emotional bodies of people who have died. and a person had a bad situation, and we've heard stories like this before, where they were just walking through their home, and something, someone or something, like felt like grabbed them and pushed them into a wall. And I know we've heard stories of people feeling like they were pushed, and sometimes these entities get a little more energy in them, I guess, and power. So would you say that what happened, that this person getting pushed into a wall, was an entity that did that to them, Ron?
I'd say probably 90% of the time, yes. It could also be somebody doing a psychic attack on you, and the energy is hitting you, and you're being pushed. So that could happen, too. Have you ever all of a sudden had something happen to you that didn't really seem correct or right or shouldn't have happened? Maybe you're driving your car and all of a sudden you jerked. That's typically more alien stuff, but regardless, what's going on there? So there's all the unexplained things that you really can't figure out. And you may not have any answers to it until you start investigating it and start empowering yourself. And maybe you come into our program here and you go, wow, I didn't know that my ancestors' emotional bodies could pop into my body. You know, I wonder why I don't like horses. Uncle Fred got trampled by horses, you know, or something like that, a while back. And now you don't like horses, but Uncle Fred's living in your body, sharing your body with you. Now, this is not the spirit energy. It's an entity, which is an emotional body. The spirit energy is out of here. You're not going to find anybody's spirit typically coming around, that died. Remember, the spirit that we're talking about right now is one that looks out of your eyeballs, okay? So whatever you see, that's your source energy spirit coming into your body when you're basically born, and it's here to express and work with you through creativity. And it's your having, say, maybe a great time, not in judgment, just doing what it can do to help you and to express itself through working with your body. But everything else would be entities. So you do find yourself maybe dressing like somebody in the older times. You know, maybe you walk into, maybe you're off looking at antique stores and all of a sudden, you know, an entity hops into you from the 1900s, and the person's selling 1900 clothing, and you go, oh, this looks beautiful. I better buy this here. It really, you know, appeals to me. Well, that's the entity wanting to have it. And so maybe you buy it, for a hefty sum of money. As, you know, it's one of a kind made in the 1900s. You know, maybe you really love it, and the lady goes, well, I'll give you a deal. It's $5,000. And you go, well, I can't really afford that, but I really love this, and oh, wow, this is great. That's the entity wanting that. And so now you buy this, and all of a sudden you take it home, and you go, why did I buy this thing? Gee, this, you know, it's like very, very expensive. And now I'm stuck with it, you know, and you don't know why you did it. And that's the key. You know, once you understand that, why did I do this thing? Why did I have this problem, or why did I cause this situation when I know better? Well, that's the entities working through you, making your body respond to their actions. And the entities are much stronger than your spirit. Now, your spirit's not going to know you better not do this here. The entities will just take over everything in your body and have you do something. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, wow, that's so interesting. I know there's a street near where I live that has a lot of thrift stores, and they often put clothing outside on racks and stuff, and it's so creepy when I walk by there. It feels like I'm walking by dead bodies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you probably are. Probably have to, you know?
Right. So, you know, as I mentioned, Ron, you have all these wonderful clearings, so we'll stick to the paranormal for a bit here. Someone wrote in. Sorry.
I got another thing. I went into a store a long time ago. Somehow they had a lot of dolls in there, you know, kind of dolls that maybe would be about 2 to 3 foot high. And, you know, they had the glass eyes, and, you know, they looked pretty much real, like a young child, you know. And as I'm walking, I look, and I can see this one tracking me. That doll with glass eyes looking out of me through the glass eyes, tracking me as I went by. The eyes didn't move, you know, but you could feel the energy of it watching you. And they also had this really interesting thing JFK is it upstairs or downstairs? Let me think. I think it's upstairs after you, wait a minute here. No, I think it's at the Lungage pickup area. I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to think because they have a veterans room there. But anyway, they have this monitor that's up. And it's like a life-size lady talking to you. And as you approach this monitor screen and you look at it, and it does track you. She turns her head, eyes look and change, and she's talking, and it's actually tracking you as you're walking in front of this thing. So that's pretty bizarre. Anyway, we'll see if anybody's seen that, if they've been at JFK. This would be at the JetBlue terminal. So anyway, I guess back to you and going to our paranormal.
Well, I guess the implication there would be that people would like that or think that that's fun or interesting, right? I mean, they must think it attracts people or interests them somehow.
Yeah, it's quite something to see it. Because you go, wow. But anyway, it's bringing forth technology that's probably in our future.
Right.
I just think that they could actually physically move, you know, from that monitor screen and become real. You know, hello. Probably manifest a hologram like that, you know, whoever they are, and it could look real and become real as a hologram. Then they could take it away. So anyway, that's probably our in-depth discussion here of paranormal for the future.
Yes, we can come back to it. Okay, Ron, one of your free healings is called The Removal of Alien Head Connectors and Implants. So a listener wrote in and said, I did the alien head connector healing for a long time, and whoa, so much energy released. How do you know if there's more there to clear?
Boy. You could do the mind, the heart drop, and just sense if you have something connected to you, because then you would be out of time, and maybe your body might be partially in time. You could probably feel it. Other than that, just keep doing it until you actually, your body knows that it's off of you. Your body will tell you. So a lot of people try to use their mental body to understand what's happening to the physical body, and it probably doesn't have a clue. You think, well, do I have this thing on me still? Well, it doesn't really know. You know, it's like your emotional body knows nothing about mental stuff. And so, and vice versa. You can't use those bodies to discern in a different energy body because it doesn't know how to respond to it. But you do know that your physical body, you know, is conscious, and that's real to you. The other ones are invisible. So your physical body can let you know what's happening to it. So that's kind of what I would say. And you may even have an overlay put over you, numbing you out somewhat, so you don't know that you have this energy around your body connecting to it, because it's like an energy transfer into that. And it may be not connected to you like you would think, and it can still be working that way. So just keep doing it, and if you feel better, do some more of them. And you're going to probably get into the clearing and say, nope, I don't need it anymore. The body will tell you. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, I just want to say again, that's Removal of Alien Head Connectors and Implants, and that can be found on creationlightship.com under the list at the top left that says Free Sample Healings. And it's a three-part clearing. Step one is alien head connectors. Step two is alien head implants. And step three is, of course, spirit integration. Is there anything else you want to talk about regarding that, Ron? It defaults to 15 minutes time, but you can add more time if you want to do it longer. But is there anything else you want to say about that before we move on?
Well, what I could try, just for the heck of it, is take one of those head connectors, okay? And we'll move it back and forth a bunch of times, okay? So here we go. This will be very interesting. So I'm going to go and start moving this thing. Most people probably have about 20 of them. So we'll just start moving one of those there and just see if your head is feeling a little different. So we're kind of thinking on everybody listening here. And you may feel your head itching or something, and then I'll just release it. So there we go. It's kind of like extracting a tooth. So here we go. And pulling that out now. So it's out. Okay, we'll see if we have any comments. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We had a request from someone for a throat clearing. Could we, I don't know, maybe do take entities out of that area for people or maybe do a quick pain release of the throat, whatever you feel is right?
Well, did it just come in just now?
No, that was in there.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Hopefully the person's listening.
Okay, a throat clearing. So that could be different things. You have to think of something yourself, everybody, what you may have wrong with your throat. You know, you could have maybe nasal drift and your throat's kind of sore. If you have a sore throat, another situation. You know, maybe you have some stomach acid problems. You know, there's a lot of things that could be going on. Here we go. I'll do a throat clearing. Here we go. This is for the people out there, which is probably most of you, not all of you, where somehow in the past you had a sword go through your neck, and it went through your throat. Maybe it went a little sideways off. So we'll just use that. So it went underneath your chin, we'll say, and that connected to your throat for sure. And here we go. We're going to pull that out. Everybody ready? If you start gagging or falling at the mouth or something, you know that we're onto something here. So here we go, pulling it out. And this one here came in from the back side, looks like for most people. It's going to be taken out. This is probably about a foot in length that I'm seeing for most people. Here we go. Some people have like 3-foot ones, so we'll do the first one first here. Coming out. Got 6 inches more to go. That one's out. Now the ones that have extra long ones in, here we go, coming out. And we're at 1 foot now and 18 inches. And 2 feet, only a foot more to go. And there we go. 2.5 feet, 30 inches, and coming out, say 3 feet out, released. Okay, so if you need to maybe drink some water or something, now's your time to do that. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. We have a question back on the alien implant removal. The first part is alien head connectors, and then it's implants. So someone's asking, can we do the two parts at the same time?
If they're checkboxes, yes. If they're round buttons, no. And sometimes, why do you want to do a shortcut and cause your body harm? That's what I would ask you. They're put on there so that your body can help, transmute the energy. Because your body has to go through a healing process. So, it's only 15 minutes. Why would you want to do something because you want to save time? I don't understand that, If you go to a brain surgeon, we'll say, and the guy says, well, this is going to be a 2-hour operation. And you go, and I don't have 2 hours. Well, what can you do in 15 minutes? I'm in a hurry, That's how I look at people who are wanting to speed things up because they don't have the time, or they choose not to have the time. So, then if you're that type of person, then don't do the clearings. They're set that way for a reason. So some are extra long. And you probably could make it less, but a 15-minute clearing, hello. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, so I wanted to, we have a couple of testimonials about your weekday calls and weekend calls, so I just wanted to make announcements in the middle of the show tonight for a change. From Tuesdays through Fridays, Ron does 1 hour, and usually longer than 1 hour, healing calls at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. The Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday calls are only $20, and the Wednesday call is $30, where Ron charges seven containers of water for you for the whole week. And those are wonderful calls to get on, and all the information about them is, on, again, on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And this Saturday is a four-hour healing call that starts at 1 p.m., and we'll also have water charging included. And then Sunday is the first of the three November 8-hour healing calls. And I'm bringing this up, Ron, because we have a couple of testimonials about them that I wanted to read you.
Yeah,
so the first one is, thank you so much for making us real humans on the weekday calls. I feel wonderful, balanced, heart-centered, and peaceful. Even hearing about negativity and drama does not affect me. So easy to stay neutral now. Looking forward to the Saturday and Sunday healing calls.
Very good. Yep.
I am looking forward to that, too.
Yep,
and someone else wrote in a lovely testimonial. Thank you, Ron and Creation Lightship, for the weekly and monthly calls. They make a huge difference in my life. This is for a number of reasons. The customized in, she actually numbers them, so one is the customized in-the-moment clearing work. And I thought, Ron, instead of just reading this like a list, maybe you could talk about the being in the now and how important it is for us to be in the now, and also how all of your healings or the Creation Lightship healings work in the now.
Yeah, everything works in the now when you do a clearing. So if you're out of your body, for instance, which you probably shouldn't be, but if you're out of your body, you won't have that healing because it takes your spirit to be the conduit for it. So that's one good thing for you. You need to be, here. So let me do a clearing. I'm trying to think if I could. I don't want to take you out of your body. I could do that and show you what it's like. I can't see any real benefit of that. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, I'm going to keep going. Then she says, the support of being held in the now, in source energy, for the duration of every call. So you have explained before, even on these radio shows, we're all in the now when we're receiving source energy. Now, by the way, is everyone in the now, Ron, who's listening and on the CLS Now timeline?
Yes, they are, uh-huh.
Wonderful.
We are, yes.
Okay, and she says also being made real on the calls, which the other person wrote in about that. Then having a touchstone that helps me be at peace with living life here on a prison planet. And having the option to have the calls on while handling my day-to-day tasks, bringing forth greater inspiration through connection with my spirit. Many thanks for all of the help.
Great. That's wonderful.
Yes. I really appreciate the being made real, Ron, too. It's been really wonderful. So we have some testimonials about the veteran clearings you've been doing lately. And if people have missed those, let me see if I can just read off the dates. It was, I know, 2 days ago, so that was the 11th of November. And then there were two Friday shows. So if you happen to miss those, especially if you're a veteran, that was October 23rd and October 30th. If you're a veteran, all three of those shows will work forever for you as many times as you need them or want to listen to them. And Ron did a ton of healing on those, and they were really wonderful. And if you are not a veteran but listened, of course, the healings work for everybody. And so those shows, as all the others, will work, is it 3 to 5 times, Ron?
Yes, uh-huh. 3 times.
Okay. So someone wrote in, many war veterans suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder as we were forced to spot and gun down a perceived enemy. Many who were killed were innocent civilians. PTSD is a mental disorder, yet many of our veterans are deserted to handle it alone or with improper treatment. So I think you did do a lot of clearing for that, Ron. It's a lot to clear away, and thank you for trying and working on it.
Yeah,
so that's from a sergeant, Ron, who was listening. So that's nice that, you know, because I don't think that a lot of the people that listen to those shows perhaps can, you know, be online to write in about it. Okay, someone else wrote in, Wednesday's eye clearing on what we saw was amazing. I am not a veteran, but once found a loved one's dead body. I teared up after the clearing and then was freed up. I am seeing brighter. Simply amazing. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, so, yeah, all those healings are helping, you know, everybody, even if you weren't a veteran.
Yeah, and the veteran ones, we just did samples of things. So, you know, I could go more into detail, but, you know, it's hard to bring up, you know, a lot of the gory things that happened. You know what I mean? I don't want to open a can of worms up, but...
I know.
You know, if you're a veteran listening and you... you know, are interested in what you need to have for clearings or what your situation is, just send it to CLS Questions and we can figure out maybe what clearings you may need. But normally, you know, you always have to do the, not normally, but you have to do the emotional whole lifetime clearing first.
Right.
So you do that one first. But from there, we can look at it and just see maybe what else can help you.
Right. Okay, so another... thank you from a veteran. I saw a light shine right through the trauma to dissolve it. My gravy train, Vietnam, was peaceful as a mechanic, and we did do a healing for that. I don't know if you remember, Ron, for people that really had kind of an easy time during a war, you know, and other people. So this veteran says, the mistreatment of people in the States was worse in certain cases. So the heroes are... the ones that bring forth light and dissolve the trauma. So I guess he's saying you're the hero, Ron, and thank you for that.
Thank you.
And let me see. I think there was one other veteran one before we move on. Well, maybe that was it. Okay. That was it. Okay. So we have another, we have a question about a listener who is in fear. And the reason they're in fear is that they're concerned that they only have a certain percentage of their spirit with them. And they feel like their spirit is fragile and they're being abducted. And they want to know if they keep using the New Earth Transport Clearing to send their spirit energy and the healings there, will that at least make them be found when ascension time comes?
Yeah, that's why it's on there, yes. Uh-huh. If you want to do that, the Earth Transport or Transfer Clearing to do that. So, yeah, whenever you do a clearing, just go in there and do that, and whatever parts of you that get brought back to you from the clearing, you'll be recognized. So, yeah, do that. But as far as having a small percentage of your spirit, well, everybody has that. So don't dwell too much on what you don't have. Dwell upon what you have. So That's probably what I would say to do. I'm trying to think. I could bring you into the energy of when you were a baby, when you had more spirit energy, but that might depress some people doing that. They maybe smoked pot or were alcoholics or something, or, you know, things happened where they had to lose their spirit, so that may not be that beneficial for people. So anyway, back to you.
What about, Ron, could we have a sample of the fear clearing for people who have fear around ascension?
Sure, here we go. I'll count to 10. So you have look at your ascension energy here, we'll say, of that happening. Maybe you're afraid you won't be found or something. That's why you have that earth transport clearing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. We have a request to relieve pain in the body from a listener who has been doing timeline crashes and the upside down timeline crashes, curses, hexes, and spells, and the alien attacks, and they just feel like this pain is particularly stubborn. So I don't know if you have any suggestions for this person, then perhaps we could do a quick sample of the pain clearing for people.
Okay. If the person is listening, that'd be great. So what we're going to do is I'm thinking I could release a couple of the planets here. So I'll release 4 planets, and I want you people to see if you do have pain, if those planets are the ones that are targeting you to give you pain. Remember, most of the stuff that we deal with here is external, because the real you is perfect, but the external things are causing situation. Here we go. So what's the first planet? I'll put you on the spot here. Do you have
okay. Lucky I thought of one. Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Oh, is that the one that's not a planet anymore? I forget.
Yeah, I don't know. One of them got blown up. The light system put out a few things a couple of years ago, I think.
Is it still affecting us, though?
They could recreate it on another timeline.
Huh, okay.
Saw that. It was a YouTube, a year ago, year and a half ago, something like that, I believe. And there is somebody who was like an independent astronomer, and he was taking pictures of things. And it also got into NASA's footage somehow. And I guess NASA had to pull their cameras offline during this process. But they actually showed the planets, instead of being out there, like circling, like we know them to be in a sense, that they also, so they're all on a linear straight line. And I was doing some battles then, and they actually had footage of the planet being destroyed. And I just can't recall what that was about, because I don't have much of a memory on things. I don't need to hang on to stuff. But they actually saw an explosion, and they saw alien or battles out there through the telescope, and this planet, went poof, it was gone. So if anybody happened to have that footage or see it, maybe you could send us a link on that to CLS question, and maybe we could show people and tell them about it. Anyway, so we're going to release Jupiter. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next planet, please.
Mars.
Mars, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay,
Venus.
Venus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Saturn.
Saturn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do one more. You got one up? One more you can bring up?
Oh, Ron, let me think. Let's say Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn.
We'll do the moon. So that,
okay. Thank you.
So here we go. Getting moon by the moon. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So we'll just see if anybody, sense a change in their body. And we'll see if we get any comments.
Okay. Well, since we, broached the subject of aliens and outer space, a listener sent in an article, a couple of articles, actually. So if anyone would like me to forward them to you, if you'd like to read them, just send an email requesting it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And basically it says, residents in Cape Town in South Africa feared they were being invaded by little green Martians after a swarm of UFO-like clouds filled the skies. The unusual meteorological sighting happened on November 8th, and citizens in the South African city rushed to the streets to gaze up at the natural spectacular. I don't know what that means, at the site. So they thought they saw a whole lot of UFOs, and they probably did.
Yeah, they probably had the feeding frenzy.
Okay, well, another clearing you have, which is kind of timely to talk about this, is the gray skies clearing, Ron, which basically clears the aliens out of the sky. So someone wrote in, I want to share this. Hi, Ron, I want to share this with you and the listeners. I was doing the gray skies timeline crash, but it wasn't seeming to have an effect. So I put just the name of my state, and instantly the sky cleared up. What they were doing was covering the whole state with gray skies instead of just my city. Thanks, Ron. Your healings are the best.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, normally you just want to do your city, but wow, okay. Very interesting.
Well, yeah. And, oh, okay, the other one, I was thinking this was another gray sky. So this is the person wrote in again about the UFO sightings in South Africa. So thank you very much for that, listener. And then, do anything else you want to say about that, Ron, or UFOs or...
No.
Aliens or alien planets.
No, it's just the same stuff every day,
Yeah. Yeah.
Not really usual.
So a few weeks ago, two or three now, Ed, our Mr. Oxygen, who we appreciate so much, created a short clip for us that's on YouTube and has a picture of a light being, and it's Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth. And people have been using that a lot. I know I have. And someone wrote in, I kept running the alien release audio during a holiday walk on our main avenue. Then I went inside and a group of carolers were singing. I ran it over and over. I asked my body if I should keep doing it through muscle testing, and I kept getting a strong yes. So I did it until they moved on.
Mm.
So, yeah, I've talked to several people, Ron, who are doing it out in public, when they go to places like a mall.
Uh-huh.
So that's very interesting. And if you aren't sure what I'm talking about, if you haven't received this clip yet, again, send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will send that out to you. So You know, I don't know. You know, Ron, we try to stay away from world affairs. Someone's asking you to please clear. I don't know how you would do this. Clear Paris, France. Maybe those words, and then maybe we could do a sample of the media clearing for people in case anybody got caught onto that timeline that's listening.
Okay, yeah. So we'll clear the word Paris, France here. So here we go. So Paris first, release that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And France, we'll clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And on the website, we have a media clearing, so that's what you probably want to do, is go on to that, and whatever you hear about any type of situation, you know, when I put the Weather Channel on, I was, you know, they're always showing something going on, flooding, you know, in Florida or someplace, you know. So, you know, you want to do a media clearing so you're not attached to those people there because, you know, you're reacting to it. So if you're watching maybe a car floating on the water or something, or somebody being rescued on top of a car or whatever, or a house falling apart or floating away, you're there. You're on that timeline. You're viewing what's actually happening, and you are in that situation. If you didn't have your energetic bodies around you, I want you to listen carefully. If you did not have your energetic bodies around you to protect you, and you're seeing maybe like a lot of water, maybe it's waist-deep, you would actually feel that water waist-deep on you, okay? Or you might even think you're drowning because maybe you slipped or something. So you would be on that timeline, but these energetic bodies are protecting you to buffer you from what you're seeing. So that's what happens. That's why you need these bodies cleared out of you so you don't keep bringing to yourself situations like what you're seeing on TV all the time. You know, maybe your psychic billboard, which is working with your thoughts, is, you know, you want to see flooding. And so naturally you put your TV on, and you're going to see all types of flooding because that's your self-fulfilling prophecy. And you'll be turning that TV on probably at the exact time you see a flooding situation. And then you're on that timeline because you're choosing to be. May not be a conscious choice, but it is a choice. And once you're on that timeline, then you could be on many, many more timelines. And that's how things happen to you that you really can't explain. You know, maybe you end up waking up some morning and maybe you have a bump on your arm or something because you're out on some timelines doing something. Maybe you're out on the astral plane doing a physical rescue with somebody who's drowning, which you don't know nothing about. And or you're on alien timelines and maybe they hit you with something. Maybe you woke up with a big long scratch on you or a precision long line. And I've seen that just going sideways slightly here. When I went to a UFO conference, probably I think 2005, I was kind of curious. And they had this UFO conference that lasted, I don't know, maybe 5 days or something. So anyway, within the group there are these people, and they said, oh, yeah, there's all kinds of sightings out here at night, you know, come and look at them and stuff, you know, and which I never did. And people there were waking up the next day with razor, like cuts on their necks and their arms, maybe like an inch long, a precision line put on them, a cut. And they were, you know, they actually healed probably pretty quickly within a day or two. But they were actually having that experience by being abducted by the aliens, and they're wondering why they're having these cuts, which is mainly because, you know, like I said, curiosity killed the cat. They went there to get information, to get their own information validated that there are aliens. And so they gave them, you know, their little tattoo of a precision cut. There's also people that have or had, and they still have, like a pyramid shape, like three pimples on their arms and things. Maybe, I'll just say
kind of remember back, maybe a fourth of an inch, a little bit larger apart with lines, okay? So you have like three pimples that are precision, like somebody put a branding thing on you. The odd thing is when you see those three pimples, the heads are concave. They go in. They don't go out. That's another thing that I've seen quite a bit of. Anyway, that's why you don't want to, you know, look too far for this stuff, because you could get drawn into it. Now, once you know you're drawn into it, and now you know that, you know, you got connected, then we have clearings on the website to help you out. So you know that they're out there. So that's the good thing. So we have a solution that can, you know, help you out quite a bit. Can't guarantee it'll get rid of them completely, but you will have relief and get these things off of you. And then once you realize that, you know, you're on a planet controlled by aliens, once you finally understand that and get that, then you can empower yourself and do some clearings to, you know, release yourself from a lot of their control that they're having on you. When you start looking for it, they will find you. Back to you.
Great, Ron. Thank you so much. And, you know, I just wanted to go back for a moment to our energetic bodies you mentioned before, and you have said we have 108 of them, which you can't even name them all, but we talk a lot about the important ones to clear, which are the mental, the emotional. So let's say, you know, I have cleared out my emotional and mental body, say, but they're still with me. They're still active and protecting me so that if tomorrow I become emotionally or mentally jarred or upset, it still will hold that energy for me and protect my body. Is that correct?
Yeah. That is correct, yes. It'll give you a buffer between that psychic attack energy, maybe somebody doing something to you emotionally or mentally. And so it will protect you. Just that the reason why you want it cleared out is because if you don't get it cleared out, then all that energy will come into your physical body and start to eat it away, destroy it. And so you want to get them cleared out so they can be functional again. And that's the reason. So they're like a buffer energy, a way that you can have these things, this energy stored outside of your physical body. Because if you didn't have it, you probably wouldn't last more than, I would say, maybe a week here. You know, because the energy is so strong. People thinking of you. Just think of a baby. You know, just think, a baby itself. You know, a person has a baby, they take it home, and they go out, push it around in their little stroller or something, and everybody sees it. And, oh, a little baby. Oh, it's very cute, you know. Hopefully they say that. And so you could have 100 people a day looking at your child, and they're doing psychic attacks on them when they look at it. Now, what if you had a baby that didn't quite look so good? You know, that's, you always show these perfect babies, right? So let's say that your baby that you have has a pushed-up nose or something, right? And, it may change as it gets older, but we'll just say it has that. It has something that's not necessarily a good trait for, you know, the baby. So now people are going to look at it and they go, oh, geez, I'm glad that's not my kid or something, you know? Or something like that. So they're giving it a psychic attack now about how bad the baby looks. Baby's fine. It's dealing with it. It could care less how its nose looks or something. But all of a sudden now you got all these people doing a psychic attack on it as they're looking at that poor little baby and then telling you how nice it looks. And they leave and go, oh, boy, you see that little baby with a turned-up nose or something or whatever, you know. So that's what people do. So those bodies are there to protect everything, and it's all psychic attack energies, and that'll kill you eventually. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. So someone just wrote in mentioning the enslaved alien recording, and they say, Ron, the alien life form to light infusion process works well, too, in removing enslaved aliens, which is brilliant. Those are, Ron has given us an alien to light, clone to light, and human-animal hybrid to light clearings. Those are free. And again, if you don't have them, already. I think most people do, but if you're a new listener, please send an email request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send that right out to you. So that's interesting. And they said they were having some pain, and when they do that, the pain leaves. They do feel, though, that they're still being attacked with some nanotechnology that's keeping them, you know, not feeling well. And they're saying, I got to move. I don't know whether they mean they're going to move or they did just move, because they feel like, you know, the aliens have something going on in their apartment rigged to get the keep them being attacked by the nanotechnologies. So I hope everything works out for this person, and you can keep in touch. Let us know. And thank you for that testimonial. Those are terrific healings.
Yeah, we kind of forgot that one, you know. Yeah, that's Jeff's request, and it only works for you.
Right.
So you can't hand it out to your friend because it won't work for them.
Right.
So you have to request it yourself.
Right. So another listener, if we can just change the subject to animal healings, you've done so many wonderful clearings for our pets and animals, Ron, and you always invite people's pets and the trees and plants and flowers and everything to come up on the lightship visits. So another listener has made a recording of an animal healing that you did in 2014, I think it was, in September. Let me see, I just had that date and I lost it, but doesn't matter. Anyway, a listener sent us a recording of a forever animal healing that you did. You said that this will work forever. So if you would like to have that recording, again, send an email request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send it out for you. And I turned it on today as soon as I got it. And my cat, who always responds to you, Ron, loves your healing, she just jumped up immediately with bright eyes and, you know, jumped up on the couch. It was like different. She knew that it was for her.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. What you could do, if you're seeing something live on TV and it deals with an animal or pet or something, most things are recorded, you know, and it could be old stuff going on. But if you happen to see something live where maybe an animal is hurt or something, then, you know, put that clearing on for it. And it could possibly help it, because it has to be, you know, in the now. And if the animal is in the now, we'll say, you know, and you see something going on, or just maybe you see something going on, you know, and, you know, you're driving your car and you see a dog got hit or something, you know, or a cat, and, you know, they're being going to the vet or something after that. Well, you could just kind of connect yourself to that animal a little bit, you know, just let you know that you've seen it. Put that clearing on, and that energy that show will go up to the animal in real time. It's not going to work if you see something on TV where they're, you know, they're showing something that's not the best situation that happened, you know, 5 years ago or something. But it will work, you know, in the now, if the situation is, you know, in the now with you, that you saw something. So you can always do that. You know, you don't even know anything about the animal or what's wrong with it. But just don't know that it you know, has a problem, got hurt or something, can help it. And even like if you see a bird that has a problem, you can do that too. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, that's very nice. So, you know, if you'd like to request that, if that's handy for people to have that on their phone or whatever, on their computer to click quickly, we're happy to send that out. And we would, of course, love to hear from everybody about any effects they've noticed or, you know, how that's working. So somebody wrote in about having a problem that they've been told. So I'm going to guess that this person maybe went to a physical, you know, to a doctor, or maybe friends told them that they seem to be lapsing out mentally. And they say, I surrender to the light and be out of the mind. But then people tell me I do things I'm not aware of. Am I supposed to include the mind or spiritual awareness to tell me what I did? In other words, I guess they're wondering what happens if they have like a lapse and they're unaware of what's going on. How should they handle that?
Well, I would clear the timeline. So do the timeline crashes on that.
Okay.
Because you're put on timelines, maybe not having a good memory, you know. And you know what can help too is do the clearing for the education and the IQ clearing. That can also help you out a lot.
Right. Great idea. Of course, there are so many, you know, healings that are wonderful. So we talked about the media clearing, Ron, but did you do a sample of that for us, or did you not want to do that tonight in case someone got caught by a picture or something of something today?
Well, I could do one thing that you're looking at right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you probably want to do a lot of timeline crashes to get out of that situation. If you've seen it and it's bothering you, then more than likely you're on those timelines, like I mentioned earlier. So definitely get in there and do your timeline crashes.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, Ron, so we're getting close to the end of our show. We're getting requests for the animal clearing, so okay. I'll send those out when we're done. Is there anything, what do we need, or what do we need to do before we end the show?
What do you need? Let me see here. What do they need? I'm trying to see. I'll do a pain release. So here we go. Anybody has any pain in their body? Focus on it right now. And here we go. Releasing the pain if we can. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now I'll do an entity release. Here we go. So, you know, the entities that love your pain, they're attracted to it, they're in you, live and well, living off your pain energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. See how that's helped you? Maybe you might have some of that pain release. Maybe you want to get off on the timelines that you're abducted onto. That's alien abduction. For the newbies, lose your keys, you're abducted. They're on a timeline. They come back sometimes. Lose your car in a parking lot, you find it a half an hour later and wonder why it's moved or why it wasn't there when you were trying to find it initially. Cars come in next to you when you're driving, mysteriously, out of nowhere, or people do. These are all alien abduction things. Deja vu is alien abductions. Your dreams are alien abductions coming to you, and they're basically on timelines. So you're living on multiple timelines. You're a multidimensional being in darkness, in true light, no such thing. So you want to get out of these things. So this is information for you so you can have a much better life. Once you know about what's going on with you, then you realize, yeah, I don't want to play those games. I want to become real and get on the conference calls that we have at $20, be made real, and give it a try. Never know. It'll be the best $20 you ever spent in your life. Oh, I guess we should leave now. It's that time. So doing the Mind to Heart Drop. We have our conference calls this weekend for our Saturday, 8-hour Sunday. So here we go. Mind to Heart Drop. Commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So I get elevated with your thoughts leaving, going into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Wonderful. Thank you. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Night all.